From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. The South Florida Water Management District and Lee County have partnered to bring back a vital plant in the Caloosahatchee River. Tape grass has not flourished in the river for about 15 years. As WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports, they'll spend more than $100,000 on the project.
Tape grass is a flowering plant found at the bottom of fresh water. It looks like half-inch-wide green ribbons that can grow to more than 3 feet tall. The Caloosahatchee River was lush with tape grass in the 1990s, but algae blooms, droughts, and herbivores wiped out the plant around 2000. Peter Doring is with the South Florida Water Management District. He says tape grass was planted along the river last week. It's protected inside four stainless steel mesh cages to prevent grazing.
Our hope is that the plants inside those cages will grow large enough to produce flowers and then to produce seeds, and that these seeds will disperse downstream to repopulate the populations in the river.
He says tape grass slows and settles the water, making it clearer. It also takes up nutrients that would otherwise feed undesirable plankton or algae blooms. Doring says it's an extremely good habitat for the early life stages of fish and shellfish, blue crabs in particular. And he says this could potentially benefit local fisheries. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.